Zayfon 14, 10 a.m. Tini here, and I'm on the line today with Jeff Hamilton, who was written up on The Province on Sunday, just talking about how he trained his unruly brain. That was the title of the article, written by Damien Inwood of the Vancouver Province. Great article, by the way. How'd you feel about that, Jeff? Jeff, are you there? Hello, Jeff. Okay, where's Jeff Art? I've lost him. Are you there, Jeff?
I'm here.
Sorry about that. So how did you feel about that article being written? Was it fun? Were you kind of going, ew, I don't know if I want to be exposed like this or what?
No, I was thrilled with it. I thought it was well written.
And how did you and Damien hook up?
We hooked up through my ADD coach. I think Damien and my ADD coach, Pete Quilly, met at an ADD convention that was here in the city.
Oh, cool.
I guess... We're talking, and the province is looking to do a story on it, and the rest is history.
No, they're quite leading edge of the province. I like it. And how do your kids feel about it?
They really don't understand it. They were just thrilled to see their pictures in the paper.
Well, I have a copy if you need another one. I'm sure you got plenty.
You.
Okay, let's take a call from. I got to get Art's attention. Let's take a call from Liz and see what Liz has to say. I think Art, you're going to put up the calls for me, love. Hi, Liz. You're on CFUN.
Hi. How are you today?
Excellent. Did you have a question for Jeff?
I just wanted to have a comment.
Sure, please.
My son is 11, and for many years, since he's been in kindergarten, grade one actually, didn't fit into the norm of things. So they wanted to, he would get kicked out of school. They didn't want him there. He'd be on suspension. And I people say, oh, he's a boy. It's okay. That's just the way it is. And I said, gee, this isn't normal. So I took him to a doctor and I had him assessed. I took him to the family doctor and then to a doctor who deals in ADHD and said that, he's definitely ADHD. And they put him on meds and I sent him back to the school and things went really well. He stayed on task and he did good in school. He made friends. And the doctor told me, don't share the information with the school. Because they have a tendency to label the child, I didn't want them to treat him any differently.
You mean if the child is on medication, the school's aware of it, he's going to be treated unfairly.
Exactly.
I know that for a fact because a girlfriend of mine has a lovely little boy, is one of Sophie's pals, and he's ADD, and his mother put him on meds this year. And she's a single parent as well. She's got quite a battle. At any rate, she's got another little gorgeous little boy. Younger than that, at any rate, and she said for exactly the same thing. She couldn't wait for grade three to be over so he could switch teachers because the teacher was just a menace about it to her, constantly belittling. She to the point where she finally said to the teacher, "Is he causing a problem?" "Oh no, he's fine." "Well, then why do you keep bringing it up?" And I'm sorry, Liz. And is your son? Is it?
Yes, he's 11.
Okay, great. And now
it's good. I mean, I never wanted to put him on meds.
Mm-hmm.
I was totally against medication, but everything was a fight. Everything was a battle.
Do you have a question for Jeff about anything that that he could suggest for you?
An alternative to the medication.
Yeah, are there alternatives, Jeff? What do you think?
Yeah, I think definitely there's alternatives. We just spoke about the biofeedback. I don't know all about it, but that's an option. We've spoken about exercise. Attitude.
Modifying diet.
Modifying your diet.
Yep.
Picking up and trying to learn life skills that are challenging you,
mm-hmm.
whether it be listening, reading, concentration.
So when you say that, you basically do is focus on them and try and work, as a skill, work at it.
Absolutely.
Just like you'd practice playing the piano.
Exactly. These are life skills, and sometimes you need to work on them and improve on them.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick call from Alicia. Hey, Alicia, welcome to CFUN.
Hi, how are you?
We're just fabulous. But we're ADHD and ADD. We are always fantastic.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No,
but
I
anyway.
Know. I'm kidding.
I was just running around the golf course listening to you guys. Running is the only answer for people of ADD or ADHD.
Now, would you just quit showing off your running around the golf course? Come on. Both Jeff and I'd like to be out there. I don't run that much anymore.
Yeah.
My knees are too many moguls skiing, too many trees I jumped out of. So, Alicia, do you have ADD?
I have ADHD.
And you run?
And I run. I was diagnosed when I was 30. I'm now 36.
Oh, cool.
And it's been a huge challenge. The reason why I'm phony is because I'm actually on Concerta.
Oh, that's what Jeff was on.
Yeah, and I tried Ritalin as well. And I've been fighting with the psychiatrist I'm seeing about being on it because I just don't want to be on it. And then I try and get off it, and I get these terrible panic attacks at night.
Mm.
And
do you have trouble? Do you have trouble sleeping as well?
I do, and I have to have a nice warm bath or a glass of milk, and then it kind of puts me asleep.
Well, I just have the second glass of wine does me every time. Seriously.
Or wine, sure, there
it's
you go.
Terrible. That's why I was asking Jeff, because when I was reading the stats, I thought, oh my gosh, substance abuse is 50%, 52% of people with ADD or ADHD are substance abusers versus 27% of the general population who don't suffer. And I thought, oh, Tina, that could be your second glass of wine.
Yeah. You're funny. I actually was wondering, I'm having a really hard time with my husband. It's been a battle since we've been married. We love each other to bits, but we just can't seem to connect. And I know he just says, you know, why can't you keep the place organized, or why are you this way? And I'm always on him about every little thing. And I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I can't also see people say to me, why don't you just stay still and be home? And I don't know how to. I'm always running around, or if I'm not running around, I get depressed. And the Concerta does help me. And I don't know. I'm just trying to find a way.
Well, it sounds like Jeff's a couple years ahead of you, so let's let him address that one, okay? So
sure.
Hang on there, Alicia, and we'll let Jeff do some talking there, because he's just gone through raising 2 small kids. His kids are 4 and 5, and his marriage was on the rocks as well. So, Jeff, fire away, bud.
For me, I think the hinge pin that kind of pulled everything together and held it together for me was ADD coaching. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I utilized a fellow by the name of Pete Quilly.
And how do you spell his surname?
Quilly.
And how do you get in touch with him?
ADD Coach 4U.
And that's the number 4 and the letter U.
Right.
Yeah.
And basically, for me, the coaching process was just fantastic. I grew in so many ways. Basically, in the coaching process, it's somebody with an unbiased opinion who works with you to build upon your strengths and to help you build the skills around some of your weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we would speak 3-4 times a month. And during that process, I would have a preparation form that I would have to fill out.
And do you keep a journal and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I kept all the prep forms and the progress that I would work through. On a week-to-week basis.
And he did, and it was like a lot of goal setting and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, goal setting, review of goals, things that didn't work, things that did work, positives to build on, negatives to focus on.
And ways to teach you to focus, because that sounds like what Alicia needs.
Absolutely. And one of the key ways that allowed me to really focus was a little phrase that we came up with in the coaching process called take a step back. And it's just a mindset or a place that you need to take your mind to if you're overrun or you're facing many of the challenges that you do with ADD or ADHD. I just taught myself to literally say, take a step back. And if it would be in a pressure situation at work or a challenge with kids or any situation, that ability to identify that you need to take a step back, take a deep breath, think about what you're doing, what you need to say, how you need to react, really became natural and became a habit, and it was very instrumental in me working through ADD.
Okay, well, Alicia, I've got to take a quick break here, but I want you to stay in the line, and Jeff, you stay in the line too, please. We'll do one more quick segment on this when we come back, but I want to talk, Jeff, if you don't mind talking about your marriage, because I think that's something that's, you know, how you learn to cope or you know, how you and your wife learn to cope or not cope, because Alicia needs some help in that regard. This is Tina. We're talking with Jeff Hamilton on CFUN 1410, and we'll be right back.